Hello, world. You're listening to the Cash All Podcast. Technology integrates with every aspect of our lives: computing, entertainment, gaming, education, and much more. Here to discuss all of it is your host, Brandon Peterson. And welcome back to another Cash All Podcast. Hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving. We are all out among the holiday season right now. Greatest time of the year. My favorite time of the year. Hopefully we'll have some kind of a Christmas episode, Christmas special, Cash All. But that will not be on this day. We're not quite to that point yet. I had made a blog post on my website that is still kind of a work in progress. The website, not the blog post. And I thought I could repurpose some of that content for this episode, as it would be a nice little podcast episode for you. It's about lessons, life lessons, and where we can get these lessons from. You look back historically, and we had George Washington in the cherry tree. We look into movies and pop culture. Luke Skywalker had the sacred Jedi texts. And I, Brandon Peterson, have all the infinite wisdom which can be obtained from video games. Video games. What if I told you that video games are actually like parables or fables? Some of the video games have animals as the characters. Without any further delay, here are what I consider to be some valuable life lessons which can be obtained from reading, or not from reading, my bad, from playing video games. So here we go. Lesson number one. If at first you don't succeed, the classic Nintendo Entertainment System, the OG, the gray box, had a great release title. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of it. It's called Super Mario Brothers. Teaches us how to learn from our mistakes. The game is so repetitive. You run into a bad guy. Oh man, I lose a life. I need to redo that. I fall into a hole. Oh, I lose a life. I need to do that by jumping over the hole. The repetitive nature of Super Mario Brothers gives gamers the opportunities to make mistakes and quickly learn from them by giving opportunities to try something different and replay it. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, you'll have to try something else until you get there. It also kind of gives us another lesson, which is sometimes the answers we look for are not always going to be in the place where we first thought. For example, thank you, Mario, but the princess is in another castle. Patience, practice, and persistence help anyone. Very much illustrated in Super Mario Brothers. Lesson number two. And this comes from me being a teacher also. Read the directions. Back in the day, there was a game made for the Atari 2600 called E.T. after the movie. Many hail it to be the worst video game ever created. And that would be wrong. I'm not here to tell you what the worst game is, but it most certainly isn't E.T. It gets a bad rap. It wasn't a terrible video game. In the day before the internet, you had instruction manuals to learn how to play a game. People opened up this game. I believe it came out at Christmas time. They opened up the box. They were excited. They see E.T. and Elliot on the box. They're excited. They can't wait. They plug in the cartridge. They didn't quite understand how to play right away. They got frustrated and returned the game. If only customers had taken a little bit of time to read the directions. E.T. wasn't just an action game, but it was actually an adventure game meant for you to make discoveries and explore the world. It states this clearly in the directions. Reading the manual, you would also find out the directions tell you exactly how to complete the most basic objects of the game. I believe I was in fourth grade, maybe third grade, when I beat E.T. and did it by reading the directions. Not that hard. Give it a try. Go back and see if you can find a ROM for it. Or maybe you still have the original cartridge. Or you can go and check out the landfill where all the excess E.T. cartridges were buried into and try to find that out and give it a play for yourself. And you'll find out it is kind of a fun little game. There's even three difficulty levels. It tells you that in the directions. You can kind of baby step your way up to the hardest version. Life lesson number three, standing on the shoulders of giants. I told this story in one of my first podcast episodes for Cash All about when I completed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at Blackout Arcade in Gearing, Nebraska. I always seem to run out of quarters at the same spot at one of the later levels. And one fateful visit to the arcade, a seasoned player finished playing at about the same location where I always ran out of quarters and gave me the opportunity to start where I usually ended with a fresh supply of quarters. Granted, limited income for an elementary school age kid. But what have you. This allowed me and a few others to step in and complete the game for the very first time. I was pretty stoked. So standing on the shoulders of giants, I would add a part B to this lesson, which is to be appreciative and respectful of the work done that helps you along the way. In today's day and age, so many times something has already been done and we take that knowledge and take the next step with it. And that's fine because that's progress over time. But you also need to respect the people that paved the path for you and give them kudos. That's important also. So standing on the shoulders of giants. The next lesson. Surround yourself with great people while understanding their strengths and weaknesses. This is great for any kind of business model. And it also applies to the wonderful game of Tecmo Super Bowl. So Jim Rohn says we're the average of five people that we spend the most time with. And it really does apply to Tecmo Super Bowl. Maybe not five in that case, but you're the average of the best players on your team. Bo Jackson and QB Eagles, they can provide a lot of firepower when you're playing as the Raiders or the Eagles. But if they become fatigued, there's not a whole lot of other options around them. They need to be aware of LT and David Fulcher from the Bengals. The Bills or 49ers might be better options for you because there's more complementary pieces. So don't forget that. Tecmo Super Bowl. Surround yourself with great people. Take advantages of their strengths. Here's another good life lesson. Take things slow and do one thing at a time when life starts to get overwhelming. We all have stressful times of year. I'm a teacher. Like I said, in the midst of the holiday season, we got the end of the term stuff coming up. A million things on a to-do list, plus all these other little tasks come up that we need to get done. On top of it, decorating for Christmas, wrapping presents, setting up the tree, all that jazz. Things get to be kind of overwhelming in life. But this is a lesson that I learned from a game called Blades of Steel, a hockey game. It was my first exposure to the game of hockey. I'd never really watched hockey as a kid until I played this game for the original Nintendo also. I was terrible when I first started playing. I didn't know how to play. I didn't know what the heck was going on. One day I received a controller from my Nintendo as a gift, and it featured a slow motion mode. A slow-mo mode. How does that work? Basically, slow motion for this controller was programmed to rapidly pause and unpause the game repeatedly, giving the illusion that the game was in slow motion, but you were just like, pause and pause, pause and pause, pause and pause, pause and pause, slowing the game in that matter. Most games had like a type of chime or a sound that would play once you paused. So imagine that sound playing over and over. It got quite annoying. It would require you to turn the sound down, listen to the radio, listen to your CDs or tape cassettes back in those days. But in playing Blades of Steel in slow motion mode, it allowed me to figure out what was happening in the game. I was able to see the ice easier, react better, take it one step at a time. Eventually, I was able to get my feet under me. I was able to play the game at regular speed with ease. It's a good lesson there for slow-mo mode on a controller with Blades of Steel. The last lesson I have are that mistakes tend to stand out more than triumphs. If you walk carefully across an icy road and you're just about to the sidewalk, you've made it all the way from the sidewalk, all the way across the road, being careful on the ice, there's one last step to that sidewalk, and as your foot is about to make contact with the safe sidewalk, you slip and you fall on your butt. Everybody's going to see it happen, and everybody's going to laugh because they notice you fell down. That was an obvious mistake. You weren't careful on the last step. You notice the mistake because you're on the ground, everybody's laughing at you, and you have a bruised butt. But think of all the careful steps you successfully completed up to that point that went unnoticed. How does this apply to video games? Well, no better game to realize this than Tetris. I mean, Tetris keeps a visual record of every mistake that you made right there on the screen for you to see. Every imperfect line, it's still there. It's a record of it. Not only that, but it gives you fewer opportunities to do something right because you get closer to the top of the screen, less room to move and maneuver the blocks around. Tetris is a great example of showing all the mistakes that we made. We all make mistakes, and it's important that we acknowledge these mistakes, obviously, so we can learn from them. But it is also important to recognize and celebrate success. You see your screen filled up with unfinished lines and blocks in this chaos, and the game is over. But don't forget to look at all those lines that you cleared. There'll be way more of those cleared lines than the evidence of the mistakes you made on the game itself. And there you have it. That's my list. Obviously, pretty retro gaming inspired, because those are games I played growing up. I would be curious to know if you agree or disagree and would like to hear some examples from games that you play that you can draw life lessons from. I'd love to hear the examples. Remember, I'm at Code Peterson, Code Peterson. Find me on Twitter. Shout out your responses to this or reply to this post where I linked to this podcast from, this episode from. I'd be excited to hear some other great examples from you all. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays to you all. And I hope you have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review if you like what you heard. For other content, you can follow me on Twitter @CodePeterson.